Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're talking with crawfish expert for the Louisiana Ag Center, Dr. Greg Lutz. And Dr. Lutz, crawfish prices, we're getting close to Easter. They are still remaining high?
Well, yeah, they're higher than a lot of people would like to see them. But the thing about our crawfish industry, in spite of some suspicions to the contrary, it is pretty much driven by supply and demand. And our supply is still just not quite where we'd like to see it. We still have a lot of crawfish out there growing in the ponds. As things begin to warm up, I think we'll be fine in terms of getting some more crawfish in before the end of the season. I don't think we're going to break any records, but by the same token, it's going to be a pretty normal season overall, maybe a little later than some would have hoped.
Why do we not have quite the amount of crawfish, although we do have a good amount? Why is that?
Well, part of it may be conditions back in the fall that were a little rough on those baby crawfish when they first hatched. More of it, though, could be attributed to the cold nights we had. We didn't have a brutally cold winter, but we had some cold snaps there that were really cold. And we had a lot of cold nights. And when the water's cold, crawfish just won't grow. They just kind of sit there.
Louisiana makes up quite a bit of crawfish for the rest of the nation. Am I right? I mean, crawfish farmers, this is their business, not only for Louisiana, but for other parts of the country.
Well, that's true. We you'll see different estimates, and I think some of that depends on how much people get out to other states. But anywhere from maybe 90 to 96, 98% of the production comes from right here in Louisiana. And we are servicing a lot of markets out of state, even though for most of our producers, the in-state market takes the priority. But in recent years, we've been looking at somewhere around 220,000 acres of crawfish farms in Louisiana.
So as we get close to Easter, prices come down a little bit, or because of the demand, they will stay the same, maybe even go up?
Well, if anyone could really predict reliably, they'd have a lot of money right now. They wouldn't have to do radio interviews. But, typically, it's a supply and demand thing, but it's historically a point where the price goes down after Easter, after Lent. And some of that may be just simply due to abundance. Some of that is due to the higher demand during Lent, and then some of that demand falls off once people can start eating meat again. Some of it's just tradition, too.
So basically, we'll be paying relatively high prices for crawfish right up until Easter.
I think so, yeah. And part of that is just the reality of the animal. When the water's cooler, they're not growing, and when they're not quite there yet, it costs the same amount of money for that farmer to run his traps, whatever he pulls out that day. So that's got a lot to do with what the price is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.